Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast Amai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Friday, 17th of May, 2024 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to the news, we've got sport and business and travel updates. The newsmakers in person, and this evening, our shared commitment to international tax standards, another £3.5 million to Manx Care for Children's Mental Health, our new bishop on the debate about her vote in Tynwald, the island needs more foster carers, and this time next week, the action starts.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast Amai, Christian Jones.
Fast Amai. Victim Support Isle of Man is reporting a 60% rise in domestic abuse cases. The charity, which helps those affected, says between April last year and March this year, it's recorded 239 incidents. Three more arrests have been made in relation to the ongoing fraud and money laundering investigation into King Gaming Limited. Last month, a number of business premises in Douglas were raided and the company's licence was suspended. And the Manx Rams have slipped to a third straight defeat at the Europe Netball Open with a 58-37 loss at the hands of the Republic of Ireland this afternoon. It leaves the island hosts with work to do going into the last 2 days of competition, tomorrow and Sunday, after losses to Northern Ireland and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. In international news, a terrorist who stabbed a stranger to death in an attack motivated by the conflict in Gaza will spend at least 44 years in prison. Ahmed Ali Alid had already tried to kill his housemate before prowling the streets and stabbing 70-year-old Terence Carney multiple times. A teacher has been found guilty of having sex with two schoolboys. Manchester Crown Court heard 30-year-old Rebecca Joynes groomed the youngsters from the age of 15, and hundreds of Border Force officers at Heathrow Airport are to strike at the back end of half term in a row over rotas. 500 members of the Public and Commercial Services Union will walk out for 3 days from the 31st of May. Those are the update news headlines, next at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's private client team. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gara Mayed, thank you, Christian. From the Runnables Way Met Office, no wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea smooth or slight. And the weather this evening, dry with some late hazy brightness. In a light breeze, going to stay dry in a light northerly overnight. Lowest is 12 degrees. Port Jasan, dry and sunny in a light to moderate northerly, up to 18 degrees, dry overnight into Sunday, minimum 12. And for Jaduni, dry with sunny spells, a light breeze in from the north. Top temperature 18 degrees. Tides on the way back in, high water at 16 minutes to 9, sunset 20 past 9, low tide 19 minutes before 3 a.m., sunrise 9 minutes past 5 tomorrow. The morning high water, 27 minutes to 9. The news from Ronald's Way, delays on the flights from Dublin and Edinburgh.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The Crown Dependencies, Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey have confirmed their shared commitment to international tax standards. It follows a meeting held remotely this week between ministers from the respective islands. The full story with Simon Richardson.
The Isle of Man was represented at the meeting by Minister for Treasury, Dr. Alex Allinson. The Crown Dependencies have been working together in respect of the so-called Global Tax Agreement, which aims to ensure a global minimum level of taxation for multinational enterprise groups and large-scale domestic groups. An EU Council directive issued in December 2022 aligns with a global agreement reached by the Inclusive Framework on Base Erosion and Profit Shifting and the rules applied by the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development. In a nutshell, it seeks to establish a floor on corporate income tax rates to create a level playing field for businesses worldwide and protect tax bases across jurisdictions. The Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey have pledged to continue to work cooperatively and openly with each other on topics of mutual interest. To that end, they've announced that they'll be shortly commencing their legislative procedures to a common timeline in respect of meeting the requirements of the directive for the accounting periods on or after the 1st of January next year.
An additional £3.4 million has been awarded to Manx Care to transform mental health support for children on the Isle of Man. It's hoped the funds will allow the healthcare provider to put a greater focus on prevention and early intervention.
The waiting times for CAMHS are utterly unacceptable because the provision that we've got, the way we deliver services, the resources we have within CAMHS aren't good enough. The CAMHS caseload is over 400 times higher than what you'd see in 100,000 population in England or Wales. That's not because we've got a mental health epidemic locally. It's because it's the way we deliver services locally. So most avenues, most roads lead to CAMHS.
The voice of Ross Bailey, head of Manx Care's mental health services, speaking to a Tynwald committee in March last year. He and chief executive Theresa Cope spoke of the need to move the Thrive model, a system already in place in the UK, which seeks to be needs-led, reduce stigma and be outcome-focused. At this month's Manx Care board meeting, Mrs. Cope confirmed now, 14 months on, funding has been secured.
This is £3.4 million worth of additional funding over the next 3 years to aid the transformation of children's mental wellbeing services for the island. It importantly allows us to progress with the Thrive model, which we have all signed up to, both in terms of Manx Care, but as wider system partners and our stakeholders firmly believe the Thrive model is the right model. It allows us to do many all of the early intervention offers that we have committed to that we feel are absolutely fundamental.
She confirmed to the board that work will begin immediately within the island schools and will allow Manx Care to expand its offering within CAMHS.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Fast Bites, 23 minutes before 6. The start of racing action on the island is just a week away, and there's a new way for fans to keep up to date with what's happening around the island, both on and off the track. Beth Espy with the detail.
Visitors to the Isle of Man for any racing event want to know everything about road closures and race schedules, but while the vast majority of their time may be spent on hedges or grandstands, they also want to know what else the island has to offer. It's something that struck Nick Young, a motorbike enthusiast who moved to the island more than a decade ago. He set up a Facebook page for race fans, which now has more than 300,000 followers. And the questions that some of these people ask on the page range from what's on, when and where, to how they can access emergency healthcare services and what time the pubs open. So Nick, alongside fellow biker and businessman Andrew Cronin, have come up with a TT survival guide, detailing pretty much everything visitors, and locals too, might need to know. It's accessed via a QR code on a lanyard, and several thousands of these have been produced, which will be distributed at various locations, including the Craignabar pub, with some also being sold in hospice shops, with all proceeds going to that charity. It's all in partnership with Manx Radio Motorsport, so the latest racing news will be available as well, and details of the radio schedule for TT Fortnite, and fans who might not be able to make it over this year will also be able to find the link to listen live to Manx Radio Motorsport. For more information, go to isleofman-races.com or search for the Isle of Man Races Community 365 on Facebook.
A charity which helps victims of abuse has seen a 60% increase in reports of domestic abuse. Victim Support Isle of Man's revealed the figure in its latest annual report, which showed domestic abuse at 239 incidents. The story from Chanel Suku.
It also revealed a total of 534 referrals in 2023-24, which equates to a 32% increase overall. Of that total figure, there were 467 adult referrals and 67 children or young people, which makes a 32% and 31% increase respectively. Most referrals made to victim support were by individuals, with 236 self-referrals, while police recommended 151 people and other sources, which include family, friends, mental health services or social services, among others, making 147 referrals. There was also a 29% increase in sexual violence when compared to the previous year, which stood stood at 103 cases. However, there was one area which the charity saw a decrease in from the previous year, general crime, which stood at 121, that's down 17%. In the report, Chief Executive Officer Lorna Trevithan says they've been working with an increasing number of people each year and funding remains a challenge. Looking ahead though, as the charity celebrates its 25th anniversary this year, it hopes to, in the next 12 months, host a two-day conference in September and rewrite and publish a victim's charter in collaboration with the Department of Home Affairs. You can find a link to the full report at manxradio.com.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
First of May, the Bishop Designate of the Islands addressed the issue currently in the political domain, namely whether or not the role should have a vote in Timwald. The appointment of Patricia Hillis was confirmed yesterday, and she acknowledges she's taking up the position in an interesting time.
I think this is a conversation that many people have been having. There was the discussion earlier about whether the bishop should have a seat in Tynwald at all, and so that has been settled. So the seat will exist, and as you say, the question about the vote is now the thing under consideration. I think for me, my sense of wanting to serve and serve the whole island is the driver for being here, and how that is expressed, I think, is really important, that it's the people who decide. That's what democracy is about, isn't it? And that's what the bishop's role in Tynwald is about, the right of the people to express what their priorities are. In terms of an initial reaction, I'm really here to serve. I'm keen to know what people want and how that will be worked out through the processes of Tynwald. I won't be joining anything in Tynwald until November at the earliest, I suspect. So it's for me to listen, I think. But I would love to be able to serve to the fullest part. And for me, being able to vote might mean that people can actually see my contribution and also measure it. You know, they would know what my voting record was and be able to ask about it. So something about transparency and contribution would be important to me. But really, at this stage, I just want to serve.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 18 minutes now before six, shares of Richemont climbed over 6.5% before pairing gains slightly after the Swiss luxury goods firm said full-year sales rose 3% to an all-time high, even as fourth-quarter sales dragged by weaker demand in Asia-Pacific. And also, GSK was in focus after selling its remaining 4.2% stake in consumer health business Haleon, which it spun off in July 2022. The pharmaceutical company sold over 385 million ordinary shares in Haleon at 324p. The full daily market report at RamseyCrookall.com. What's the next big thing in beverages? Apparently, bubble tea. The Taiwanese drink, already known and also known as boba tea, which consists of tea accompanied by chewy tapioca or similar bubbles. Apparently, it's grown exponentially and will grow exponentially over the next few years, expected to see a compound annual growth rate of 7.4% between now and 2032, growing from a current market of £2 billion to £3.5 billion in 8 years. Europe, and in particular the UK, is considered a growth market. Global market research agency Mintel says the UK and North America account for 41% of the bubble tea market. Development director for bubble tea chain Gongcha, Justin Goes, compared the drink's current marketplace to that of the flat white a decade ago. Whereas 10 years ago, the flat white was either not on the menu or very much hidden, now it's top of menus across coffee stores. So watch out for bubble tea.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
European markets lower today after shares snapped a nine-day winning streak. Wall Street's main indices were largely flat in early trading. The dollar edged up against major currencies. Gold was on track for a second consecutive weekly gain due to improved interest rate cut expectations. And oil higher on Friday with Brent set for its first weekly increase in 3 weeks. And the numbers now reported by Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was down almost a quarter of 1% at 8,420. The DAX in Frankfurt down almost 0.2%, 18,707. A short time ago in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial flat at 39,869. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index flat at 18,554. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down almost 0.1% at 5,295. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1 US dollar, 27.1. 0.1 cents, €1.16.8, and 23 South African rand 7.5 cents. In commodities, gold's up 1.33% at $2,407 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.25% at $83.55.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Crook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Care's renewing calls for residents to consider becoming foster carers as a new campaign gets underway. Foster Care Fortnight aims to raise awareness of the care system and the issues around a lack of foster carers available on the Isle of Man. Assistant Director for Children and Families, Julie Gibney.
We have 20 foster carer families. We do need more, and we have had this recruitment drive going on for some time now. We need as many as we can get, to be honest. We currently have 3 new sets of carers going through the process, and that's as a direct result of our foster carer campaign. And we are hoping to raise a lot of awareness this week and next week within the foster carer fortnight, because something that focuses on foster care tends to generate interest, and we do get a lot more inquiries during that time. So as many people as possible who want to come to us and make an inquiry, see what this means for them, see how they can support our children and young people. We welcome anybody who's got, even if they think it's a silly question, please come to us and ask the question and let us direct you and take you down that journey if that's what's right for you at this time. People tend to ask, can I be a foster carer if I'm a single carer? Absolutely you can. People ask, can I be a foster carer if I'm over a certain age, over 45, over 50? Absolutely you can. Can I be a foster carer if I work? Absolutely you can. Lots of misconceptions that we will support people in understanding when they come forward to make an inquiry and break down some of those misconceptions, because anybody who is appropriate in terms of, you have to have a full police check, you have to have a spare bedroom, and you have to be able to open your heart to a child. If you've got that, come to us and talk to us about it.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with football, and Ayr United could be crowned Canada Life Men's Premier League champions this evening if they avoid defeat in their final league fixture. The Northerners take on St Mary's tonight, knowing a draw or a win will see them leapfrog current leaders and defending champions Peel into top spot. Manx Radio's football correspondent Tony Meppen says success is in Ayr's control, but St Mary's, who still have a chance to finish third, will not pass up this game lightly.
When you look back at a recent game that St Mary's had against around, they were 2-0 down and showed great character in that second period, scoring 4 goals to come back with 4-2 win under their belt. But you know, against United, it's going to be tough. May the best team win.
Elsewhere tonight, Douglas High School All Boys host Onken in Division 2. Both matches are due to get underway at 6:30 p.m. In netball, the Manx Rams have slipped to a third straight defeat at the 2024 Europe Netball Open with a 58-37 loss at the hands of Republic of Ireland. It leaves the Ireland hosts with work to do going into the last 2 days of the competition tomorrow and Sunday after losses to Northern Ireland and the United Arab Emirates yesterday. Elsewhere, so far today, Gibraltar won the opening match of the day 54-48 against Malta. France made it 2 wins from 2 by overcoming Switzerland 46-29, whilst Northern Ireland notched up their third straight victory 65-51 over the UAE. The latest match between Switzerland and Gibraltar is currently underway. The last group stage fixture between France and Malta takes place at 7 p.m. tonight. And finally, the Isle of Man men's national hockey squad are set to compete in the annual England Hockey County Championships this weekend. The 18-strong Manx side are once again contesting the top-tier A division at Nottingham Hockey Centre on Saturday and Sunday. There they will take on strong English county sides in Kent, Nottinghamshire and Staffordshire in their pool. Captained by Jamie Brown, the Isle of Man squad also features several under-18s players who will make their debut in Reese Williams, Archie Cox, Kian Ledwidge, Alex Andrew and Josh Dougal.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5-4 Emerald inbound from Dublin won't be in until 7:10. Next inbound, it's the 5:30 EasyJet from Liverpool, due in about now. Then the 6:30 EasyJet from Manchester showing on time. The 7:25 Logan Air from Edinburgh won't be in until 8:10. The 7:40 EasyJet from Gatwick's on time, as is the 7:55 Logan Air from Liverpool and the 7:50 Logan Air from London City. So outbound, the 4:20 Emerald to Dublin will be going at 8:25. Then it's the 6:00 before then, Logan Air to Liverpool on time. 6:00 EasyJet to Liverpool. 7:00 EasyJet to Manchester showing on time. The 5:08 Logan Air to Edinburgh won't be going till 8:40. But before that, the 8:10 EasyJet to Gatwick is showing on time. On the roads in Derby, the Gary Road's closed for ditching work. Temporary lights still in Vicarage Road at Braddon at Stevenson's Way roundabout for those water main replacements. The road, the Ballymurda Road between East and West Baldwin's closed through next week for resurfacing. Temporary lights on Balafton Manor Hill in Farm Hill near the Coolfer End Junction for resurfacing. That phase closure on Ballykill Ferrick Road in Colby still on. And gas repairs at Ballyfesson Road in Port Erin with some lights there. Phase closures on the Starvey Road for water main work and water main work on the Kendrocket Road in Andrus. In Douglas, Hillside Avenue to Circular Road closed. Switzerland Road closed partially for construction work till November. Temporary lights in Lexley on New Road near the Lurgy Graw Junction. And temporary lights on Sandygate Road for work on the pavements too.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
And the Matrix signs show no problems on the mountain road this Friday evening. A flagship event aimed at strengthening the Isle of Man's protection from the impacts of financial crime takes place in autumn. The Countering Financial Crime Conference 2024 will be held at the Villa Marina. Senior manager in the FSA's Supervision Division, David Baker.
You have state-sponsored terrorism, proliferation financing, people trying to finance the purchase of weapons of mass destruction and other items. And then you've got everything through professional enablers, firms that are enabling criminals to launder their money and to move their money, all the way down to drug dealers and people who are trying to satisfy that part of the market. I am personally quite involved in various international standards processes, but the Isle of Man has to step up and play its part. We are a small part many times in chains of financial deals and business, but we have to demonstrate that we are not the weak link in the chain in relation to financial crime. Every crime has a different nexus, probably. I mean, at the moment, sanctions, you're going to look to Russia and North Korea following the invasion of the Ukraine and all the things that North Korea have. Bribery and corruption, again, has its own nexus. Looking at the real heinous crimes, you know, involving child exploitation, you're looking at other countries. There is no one country that we can say, don't deal with them, because it could be from anywhere. And obviously, when you're looking at laundering money, the whole point is the money is bouncing through many different chains. And when the case studies have looked at how various sanctions have been avoided, they are looking at so many different countries in that chain that's led to that sanction being avoided or gotten around. Being aware of the problems, supporting those that are working in those industries, being aware that when they are spending money online, where is that money going? And yes, we look at frauds. It's probably where most members of the public are going to be impacted. When somebody steals their credit card or steals their details online, the more secure that can be done, then less money is then going to leak into these criminal areas.
The only radio station that's Manx, and we're proud of it. Celebrating 60 years, this is Manx Radio.
The first craftman, Nanan, docked 15 minutes ago in Liverpool. She leaves at 7:15, back at 10 tonight. Manxman will be in about 7:10 tonight, out at 8:45, arriving in Heysham at 12:30. BSB and Northwest 200 star Glenn Irwin will be a guest host for fans at this year's TT at the Ginger Hall Hotel in Sulby. And he made an impression, certainly, of his only TT appearance in 2022, remember? Currently the fastest newcomer in TT history. history. Here's Glenn Irwin on whether he'd consider returning and what it means to share his experiences with supporters on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the TT and road racing in general is obviously one of the most unique sort of sports and events in the world. And to be able to be someone that has done that and share that experience with people who are probably completely in awe of the actual event itself, and to be there firsthand, and to kind of, when you talk about it, the hairs in your arm stands up, the adrenaline nearly comes out in your vocabulary as such. And you know, people start to get an idea exactly what it is like to do it through firsthand sort of experience.
Does any or all of you miss that a little bit?
You know, it was an amazing experience for me, and I really, really mean that. I absolutely loved riding the course. The course was, in all honesty, I think as a person, you know, if I'm just completely honest, I really struggled with the intensity of the amount of days on track. You know, you're there for just over 2 weeks as a rider. You're there a little earlier to sign on and stuff, and I just find with the, you know, at the time we had two kids and pregnant with the third, and it was just a little bit too much for me. It's a talent alone to be able to cope with that. It's certainly not that these guys go out and forget they have family, because that's impossible as a human being, but to be able to cope and deal with that, it's a pressure in a different way. Being able to turn up year in, year out is something that I really, really applaud all the guys and all the girls that take place, but I just don't have it, and that's a fact. I think I'll always be at the TT, and I think I'll always be at the spectator side of the fence, but I'll forever support it. But no, I'm very content doing what I'm doing now. I have the utmost respect to everyone that's there, and TT's healthy, it doesn't need me, and I'm more than happy to continue to support it.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's News Department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones, producer Beth Espy. After the news, Rob's back. Rob Pritchard, our sports editor, with Friday Sport Greatest Hits at 6:30. Howie Kane, Sweet and Swing, and Mike Reynolds here with After Hours, and I'm back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
WINT.